Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 After, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Steve DiBianco is our guest, folks, one of our heroes, one of our longtime 14-plus year member of our Brain Trust, executive director of netchoice.org. I encourage you to go there and check it out and see what they do. Steve, give us a 20-second commercial on NetChoice.
We represent a lot of online businesses that you use every day, whether it's e-commerce or things like Facebook and Google, and we fight battles at the state capitals in Washington, D.C., and Internet governance forums like ICANN and the UN. And like I said earlier, we just want to make sure the Internet stays safe for capitalism.
Well, and you don't just represent companies that we use. You represent us because everything you do comes all the way back to the last mile out here on Main Street, Steve. Okay, so folks, we're talking about a debate that's going on right now, and it's going to be part of all the brouhahas. Obamacare and immigration are going to be the big sexy ones that people are going to go daggers drawn with. But net neutrality is another one that I've been worried about would get pushed under the rug, and I've almost been worried that it would become a bargaining chip, something to throw down in order to get something of value in Obamacare or immigration. I've been worried about that. Because, see, I believe that, folks, that if we don't handle net neutrality the right way, it could have as big an impact on your small business as not fixing Obamacare or on an immigration. That's my belief. And so, Steve, the players are now the carriers want to charge more for certain kinds of traffic that are bulky and fast traffic. They want to charge more than they do for the smaller stuff. That could put small businesses at a disadvantage. The content producers, which include small business owners, don't want to pay that. They want net neutrality, which is kind of what we have right now, where all traffic is treated the same. The government is the third player, Steve, and that's the FCC. And Mr. Wheeler there is getting pressure from both sides, isn't it? The government, President Obama, and the marketplace, right?
No, I think you've got it right. Those are a lot of pressure points coming on. But this is not a problem that has to be solved. It's not crying out for solutions today. Think about it. I think you misrepresented things a tiny bit. You see, today, companies like Netflix do pay for faster carriage. And they do it from the last mile provider as well as for the last 10 years. Companies that have a lot of content move it to the edge of the Internet so it arrives faster at your home and on my phone.
Right.
That's something from Akamai. So
but do they pay for that?
Hundreds of millions. They pay for it, Jim. Hundreds of millions of dollars
a year.
Well,
where's the rub then?
Look, the rub on net neutrality is that it's just a word like freedom, like equality. Mm-hmm. And when you say, I am for freedom and I am for equality, usually people will cheer and not worry about the details. But it's the details that frighten us in this case.
Well, what frightens me, Steve, is not that the marketplace can't work it out between the carriers and the content providers, which you just said is they're doing that. What frightens me is that when some of the people, the players, are asking the government to get involved to help them sort this out, and that's given rise to turning the Internet into a utility.
Yeah, but the president announced that his preference is to have government and public utility regulators manage all of the pricing regulation for Internet service, as well as forcing companies to get permission from the Public Utilities Commission before they launch a new service. What he called Title II, written in 1934, what it just does is it bans unjust or unreasonable discrimination, but it permits the fast lanes that the president complained about.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, Title II is what we use for things like the Postal Service, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the Postal Service lets the sender of mail, pay more for priority delivery.
We know
that you pay more for guaranteed delivery.
Steve,
so
we know
under
what,
Title II.
We know what. Hang on. We know Title II is very confusing. We know what would happen if the marketplace players sort things out. They'll come up with some pricing, and it'll work. And I don't want small business owners to get hurt. That's a concern. But what we don't know is how bad it could get if the government turns the Internet into a utility.
Well, and same token, I want the government to be vigilant for genuine abuses under current law. 10 years ago, right, we had Madison River Communications, a particular telco, and they were blocking customers of Vonage, the VoIP service.
Right.
They were doing it because Vonage competed with their service.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is the FCC acted right away and used the court's decision to make it stop. So
but we can go after that's these. That's what we should continue to be doing, but we don't have to take over the Internet in order to do that, right?
That's right, and we've done it before. AT&T blocked Apple's use of FaceTime
right.
over cellular, and Verizon tried to stop you from tethering your cellular device.
Will Wheeler be able to stand up to Chairman Wheeler of the SEC? Will he be able to stand up to the pressure from Obama?
Only if he hears from a groundswell of people, and that's the trick
that's
here.
That's why we're talking.
Well over a million comments filed, and an awful mm-hmm. lot of them were filed by people who, like in the Princess Bride, didn't really know what net neutrality meant, and I doubt they
right.
really love what Title II would bring.
Mm-hmm. Does the GOP majority now in both houses of Congress, do they understand that we don't need to turn the Internet into a utility?
I think the GOP majority is reflexively repulsed by the idea of 1934 law governing mm-hmm. today's Internet. They start from the premise, and we want to preserve the ability to police blocking and discrimination,
mm-hmm.
but we do want to permit innovation and investment
right.
and even allow fast lanes if it's done in a way that permits people to pay
and doesn't
permits
hurt
them to deliver
guys.
If they don't.
And doesn't
That's
hurt
right.
little guys, like
That's
small
right.
businesses. Hey, Steve, keep up the good fight. We're proud of you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jim.
NetChoice.org, ladies and gentlemen. Check out his website and support the work that they do. I promise you, it's paying dividends. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.